Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran and the Management Perspectives Podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives Podcast. In this show, I'd like to share with you a conversation between my colleague, Stan Miller, and Prabhu Bharathanathan, CEO of Falcon Group, and Sir Krishna Ganesan, CEO of Al Ghandi Electrical and Automation. Here they're talking about how their collaborative approach and mentality has generated significant benefits whilst future-proofing their respective businesses in the Middle East. I hope you find it as fascinating as I did.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rock Studios. I'm Stan Miller. I'm the PR and Analyst Relations Manager for Rockwell Automation in the EMEA region, and I'm joined with two very special guests. First is Prabhu Bharathanathan, CEO of Falcon Group. Prabhu, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Stan. Thank you.
And my second guest, Sri Krishna Ganesan, CEO of Al Ghandi Electrical Automation. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Guys, we're here to speak about collaboration as a tool for future-proofing business. But first, could you both just give our audience a very high-level explanation of what your companies do, so we have context for our discussion? And maybe, Prabhu, if you could go first, please.
Yep. Falcon Group is established in Dubai, and it's in function for the last 35 years. And we have a manufacturing facility, CNC Precision Manufacturing Facility. And we added industrial automation into our new forte. We are a system integrator, and we are the first and only, as of now, the ISSI system integrator. So we are very proud about it. Krishna.
Al Ghandi Electrical and Automation is a UAE-based company operating since the last 50 years, distributing electrical and automation products. We support our customers to stay in the forefront of smart manufacturing and automation, digital transformation.
Thanks, guys. I think good to know our to have our audience know exactly your what your businesses do and how you operate. So, Krishna, if I could direct my next question to you first. We're here to talk about collaboration. So could you just help us, from your perspective, understand what are the key elements that make a successful long-term partnership between companies?
The long-term partnership between companies, I would say the main reason I would say is to the relationship. Relationship is a prime aspect of a long-term partnership. It starts from the top. When you engage with the customer, know his problems well in depth, and try to solve his problems instead of just selling some products and solutions, that's how a long-term partnership and collaboration becomes strong. And this is very important. And once the relationship is at the top level, then it trickles down to the other process owners, and if the project becomes successful, and we are on the same page at every stage of the discussion.
And Prabhu, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, Krishna just jumped one step ahead. You know, he said relationship is a must, but what is the core reason to get a better relationship? It's the honesty and transparency. That's what I keep on banging on again and again to all our suppliers, subcontractors, our partners, and in everything. I tell them, you know, even in your family, what is more important is transparency and honesty. You be there and you have a thought that everybody around you is developing correct thinking, right understanding, and an honest approach to life. Nobody's going to doubt you, isn't it?
Absolutely. So let's carry along that theme of collaboration, and maybe let's talk about why honesty and openness is crucial in establishing a shared infrastructure between organizations. And then maybe you guys could talk about how you work together in that regard. And Prabhu, could you start us off, please?
Yeah, of course. See, when we had challenges in manufacturing, when I have to open up in total to Krishna, I have to tell him that these are the challenges I have. It's as simple as like, you go to a doctor and you say that I have an issue, find it out for yourself. And you can't tell that you're a doctor, you're supposed to find it, man. No, it doesn't work like that, isn't it? You have to be open, you have to be frank. They always say you have to be open to doctors and lawyers. You know, they are going to save your life because it is life concern. But I would say even if you're concerned about your business, you have to be open to your partners. Partners does not mean that one who has invested with you, but all those. It's like the first tier, second tier, third tier, suppliers, subcontractors, everybody, all inclusive is what it is. So that's why we always insist upon. See, the moment you open up, when the heart opens, everything flows by itself. Isn't it, Krishna?
Absolutely. See, knowing the problem inside out is the first step, actually, to come up with solutions. So this involves, as he says, transparency and close communication and the willingness to open up about the problem. This is what happened in the project we executed also. There was transparency and very high level of openness, which allowed us to understand the problem first and come up with various options on solutions. And there was mutual discussion to pick up the right one, which will work for us. And again, there are no quick fixes. So we have challenges on the way and we try to address one at a time. It's a journey together. It's not like, okay, we have a problem, we have a solution. It doesn't work like that. So that's how the relationship builds.
So guys, you're talking about collaboration and the strategy behind it. And let's talk about how you brought that strategy to life. You collaborated on an incredibly successful project. And I think it would be really valuable for the audience to understand how you took this vision, how you took this collaboration and drove results. So maybe, Prabhu, if I could ask you first, could you give us an understanding of the project and the phenomenal results that resulted thanks to your collaboration?
Yeah. Falcon Group has got four divisions. So here I'm going to talk about two main divisions. The first one is our manufacturing facility. So our bread and butter comes out of the manufacturing facility. We do CNC machining based out of the drawings or the samples given by the customers. So our intention or our goal is to run the machines 24/7. Are the machines running 24/7? We have been collecting data manually. In the sense, there are routing cards, routers, which goes along with every job. We are a job shop company. So there are routers which goes along every job. And there are timings which is mentioned manually by the operators. So are we sure that this is actually the fullest capability or the efficiency of the machine? Are we measuring the efficiency of the machine? Then our industrial automation guy, he comes to us and he tells that there are softwares available in the market to measure the OEE. I said, what is OEE? He says, overall equipment efficiency. I'm not going to go into detail because it's going to be really boring for all of us here. But, you know, when you talk about efficiency, you know, I always prefer that it should be an actual factual data. Okay, so he talks about lots of softwares and he gives us an options. All these options are workable for us. Is it? No, no, it does not. So there are a lot of use cases given by Rockwell. And in those use cases, bits and pieces of each use case is beneficial for us. So how do I tailor make these solutions? And as a system integrator, I am supposed to sell these solutions in the market. How will I be able to sell these solutions in the market unless I am convinced? How am I going to recommend a restaurant if I don't like the restaurant or if I don't even know the taste of the restaurant? I should be genuine. Again, honesty and transparency comes into play. So then I asked Al Gandhi, our partners, and of course, in collaboration with Rockwell, the whole team was with us. And we asked, like, what are the options? What are the solutions that you're going to provide to us? And they gave us all in detail. We picked up on ThingWorks. And our automations director, Mr. Jaikaran, was instrumental in getting this project running. It was phenomenal. You'll not believe one particular machine. I'm just going to tell you one particular machine's case because we have 17 CNC machines and we have the record. It's on live. I mean, if time permits, I can show you the live data as well. But in one of the CNC machines, which we thought it is 365 days busy functioning, 24/7. And we took the efficiency using the software. You'll not believe the percentage which we are working at is 12 to 15%. I'm going live, right? So I'm doing this on purpose because we all should understand. The first thing is acceptance. You should come to a level of acceptance that, yes, I'm not to the fullest, but I am yet on the right track at the beginning of the discussion, what we had this morning, isn't it? So I am on the right track, so I'm very happy. Yes, we were in 15%. After implementing this, I get data. It keeps on telling me that you are 15%, 14%, 16%. What am I going to do with the data? How is it beneficial for me with the data? The data is just numbers. It's just going to be like this on the screen. What should I do with the screen? Then came our lean manufacturing experts, our Six Sigma, 5S implementation skills. All this involves investment from the management perspective. Our management, our managing director, Mr. Rajan Jos Kurian, was very much supportive for us to implement lots and lots of changes, which involved a lot of investments. Having said that, from 13 to 14%, we have achieved 38% last time when we met. And today, we are at 57%.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's unbelievable, because in one of his articles, he mentioned this 360% of growth. I don't know how to do the math, but I'm telling you that percentage has gone beyond now.
It's incredible.
We are very proud to have such partnership with Al Ghandi and Rockwell, and kudos to the entire team who got it done.
And the results speak for themselves. Krishna, I'd love to get your perspective on this as well, because you were such an important partner in the success. So, I mean, share your perspective, please.
See, I like to have Prabhu as my customer everywhere, because we need passionate individuals, especially in the digital transformation journey. Any project like this, unless the passion is there, it doesn't really just end up in result. You can invest in products or software or anything. So Al Ghandi's role is very clear. We are an enabler, or a solution provider. We have taken lead in creating an ecosystem of various stakeholders, software technology companies, strategic alliance partners of Rockwell, system integrators, and OEM partners. All this we bring in a plate and offer it, look at the problems what the customers have. And in this case, we are very happy that we could help Prabhu select the right product for themselves and come up with machine efficiency and also cost savings. It was a beautiful journey, and we all enjoyed it together. So
I mean, clearly, when you take a look at the increase in machine utilization, you can see that there was opportunity unlocked, which is great. And I think, you know, it leads into my next question, which is, what are the implications of not embracing a collaborative way of working? I mean, certainly in one instance, we wouldn't have been able to get the utilization that you're now enjoying. I mean, any other thoughts on like the risks of not being collaborative? And Prabhu, maybe if you could start us off with your thoughts on that.
Sure. I'll tell you my example first. I mean, the project, our example. Suppose if I don't find out the data, if I don't utilize what is actually happening, if our management does not take any action in implementing the new actions, what will happen? Number one, I have to subcontract lot of works to my sub-suppliers, wherein I'll be sharing my profits with others. I'm not saying I'm not ready to share the profits. When there is an opportunity, why should I lose? So I'm sharing profits with other suppliers. The second option is buying machines. Year on year, we get requests to buy machines. Each and every machine is nothing less than $500,000 to $1 million. And what is the ROI on those machines? Like I was mentioning in one of the talks, you know, the ROI you can achieve maybe in 5 to 6 years if the machines are running 24/7. But does recession allow us to do so? I don't think so, isn't it? Because in 2000s, once in 8 years, we used to get recession. In 2012, it started once in 5 years. Now it is, God forbid, it's coming every 2 years. So let's be prepared for the recession. So what are we going to do for the recession? Customers, during recession time, they bang on us with asking us for more and more discounts. We give discounts, of course, because we need to retain the customers. Customers have to be happy. But can we go beyond a certain point? Is it going to cut our bottom line? We're not going to be prepared for that, isn't it? So what are we going to do to make our customers happy? How is it possible unless and until you are able to implement all these systems in place? Can we do it all by ourselves? That is the biggest question. No, it is not possible. That's why we hold hands with all of this. As Falcon, as a manufacturer, can I get this implementation of software in place without a system integrator? No, it's not possible. System integrator knowledge comes with his experience in Rockwell for 15, 20 years. I can't buy that experience. But I can recruit him as a talent and keep him as my partner. And now about Al Ghandi, the distribution, the capacity, the capability, the investment that they do. Am I ready to do? I'm sorry. Isn't it? So we can't do it. So we need to hold hands with all of us. Better together. That's what Rockwell says. Falcon says, together we grow.
Really great perspective. And Krishna, from your side, right? I mean, you support a wide variety of customers, see a lot of different opportunities. What are the implications for for not adapting a collaborative way of working. I mean, from your perspective, what are those risks that you've seen in scenarios?
In my perspective, the future of businesses or industry broadly is centered around collaboration. The partners we have, the ecosystem we operate in, this all determines the success, what we can achieve. And without actively collaborating, I think in next 5-10 years, companies may cease to exist. It's like artificial intelligence now, take ChatGPT taking over the mind space. The similar thing, multiple companies come together here, put their head and brains, and it's like artificial intelligence. So we have to take the thought process of pool of expertise and talent from multiple companies to come up with solution. It's no more about products and solutions. It's about how we can solve problems of the future companies.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. And congratulations on so much success and more success in the future. It's been my absolute pleasure to host you here.
Thank you very much, Stan. It's a pleasure to be here, and have a great day.
Thank you, Stan.
If you'd like to learn more about Rockwell Automation, Falcon, and Al Ghandi, please visit www.rockwellautomation.com.
You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, then please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.